UCLA.edu and kpfk.org.
This is Mumia Abu-Jamal, and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and 98.7 Santa Barbara.
So this government has failed us. The government itself has failed us. And the white liberals who have been posing as our friends have failed us. And once we see that all these other sources to which we've turned have failed, we stop turning to them and turn to ourselves. We need a self-help program, a do-it-yourself philosophy, a do-it-right-now philosophy. It's already too late philosophy. This is what you and I need to get with. And the only way we're going to solve our problem is with a self-help program. Before we can get a self-help program started, we have to have a self-help philosophy. Black nationalism is a self-help philosophy. What's so good about it? You can stay right in the church where you are and still take black nationalism as your philosophy. You can stay in any kind of civic organization that you belong to and still take black nationalism as your philosophy. You can be an atheist and still take black nationalism as your philosophy. This is a philosophy that eliminates the necessity for division and argument. Because if you're black, you should be thinking black. And if you're black and you're not thinking black at this late date, well, I'm sorry for you.
This is Matt Cedillo. We are now in Fund Drive, and we are very excited to be joined this hour in our attempt to raise awareness of the show and the situation we're in, and get people to do their part and donate to the station. We're joined this hour by Gary Baca, our wonderful producer. Gary.
Hello, sir. I'm here.
Yeah. Oh man! Without Gary, there is no show, and without KPFK, there is no Matt Cedillo talking to Gary Baca on the airwaves. So, Gary, what are we looking at this hour? What's the situation that people need to be aware of?
Well, you know, we are in dire straits as usual. We are in tough times right here at KPFK. Our transmitter went out a few weeks ago. You probably remember that, Matt. We were off the air for like 3 days, and we had to fix our transmitter. So little things like that are happening, that are springing up. Of course, we're just barely recovering from the fires. And so right now we're raising money so we can be on another month, another year, right here at KPFK. And we look to our donors, our sponsors out there, that's you, to support our radio station. So we are unique, and we are listener-sponsored. So today we'll be playing clips from the Black History Month 4 GB USB drive. This is an incredible collection of 35 hours for a $150 pledge. And it's great because if you pledge anyway to KPFK, that $150, we'll just give you the store. We'll just give you our collection of our Black Panther series. So, Matt, we have an incredible series with the Black Panther Party for Black History Month. You got Bobby Seale and Huey Newton. You have the Black Panther Party with H. Rap Brown, Stokely Carmichael, and Eldridge Cleaver. And also well-known members of the party like Kathleen Cleaver and Elaine Brown. You get one-hour documentaries like Police Actions, and this is part of the Black Panther package. You get the police raids of Black Panther headquarters in Oakland and Los Angeles, and it ends in gunfire. Trials and Tribulations, Angela Davis and Bobby Seale speak prior to a documentary on the Black Panther's breakfast program. These are all one-hour audio recordings. 818-985-5735. Let's throw out the number right then and there, Matt.
Yeah, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We do need you to call in. As Gary said, we are in dire straits, and nowhere but KPFK, nowhere but Pacifica Network are you going to find these archives. These archives are the most extensive archives in the country, especially dealing with this type of political content. You're not going to find this anywhere, not in the Smithsonian, not anywhere. So this is the largest collection of this type of archive in the country, and one of the largest archives, period, in the country. So you really need to call in 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK. the Pacifica Network is your source of information. Nowhere else but this are you going to hear this type of analysis, this type of record keeping. This important legacy, this important history is preserved here in the home of KPFK and nowhere else. So, you know, you really need to call in and support 818-955-5735. Gary, can we play a clip?
Yes, we can. Let's play a clip now. Let's get it started. And this is a part of your 4 gigabyte USB drive. So let's start off with the Black Panthers. You know, modern day Black Panthers are Black Lives Matter. It seems that they are inspired by this group coming out of Oakland. Let's go to that clip.
The Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Platform and Program. What we want, what we believe. October 1966 platform. Number 4. We want decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. We believe that if the white landlords will not give decent housing to our black community, then the housing and the land should be made into cooperatives so that our community, with government aid, can build and make decent housing for its people.
20-year-old Fred Hampton founded the Chicago chapter of the Black Panther Party in 1968 and served as Illinois state chairman. He established breakfast programs for the children of the community and opened free clinics in the area. Hampton taught political education classes and established a group to defend against police brutality. His greatest achievement was to convince Chicago's most powerful gangs to cease fighting against each other, forming the Rainbow Coalition, an unprecedented alliance between gangs of different races and nationalities. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover launched an all-out assault against the Panthers in Chicago, which included infiltrating the Panthers with government agents. Fred Hampton was gunned down in his sleep during a raid by the Chicago police on December 4, 1969. The following is a documentary, You Can't Kill the Revolution, produced by Radio Free People on the life and work of Chicago chairman of the Panthers, Fred Hampton.
Fred Hampton, chairman of the Illinois Black Panther Party, at a conspiracy rally in Chicago, September 24, 1969.
I want you to understand, don't worry about all these things going down, because it's not important. Because all these rip-offs and all these kidnaps and all these murders and all these jailers, the beat goes on, and it goes on strong. I know that. I said it before I went to jail, I'm back now, and I may be going again, but if I do go, if you don't say anything else, then the last thing I heard him say was that you can jail a revolutionary, but you can't jail a revolutionary. Yeah, you can lock up a freedom fighter, but you can't lock up freedom fighters. You can run a liberator around the country, but you can't run liberation around the country, and if you do, you come up with answers that don't answer, explanations that don't explain, and conclusions that don't conclude.
At 4 o'clock on Thursday morning, December 4th, 1969, Chicago police entered Chairman Fred Hampton's apartment and killed him while he was asleep in his bed. They also killed Brother Mark Clark, defense captain of the Peoria, Illinois Black Panther Party, and wounded 4 other Panther brothers and sisters. Fred Hampton and Mark Clark are not the first revolutionaries to die in the struggle for freedom. 28 Panthers have been killed by police across the nation in the last year and a half. In Chicago, the week of Ho Chi Minh's death, a Panther, Larry Roberson, was killed by police. Fred Hampton spoke about the life of a revolutionary at a Ho Chi Minh memorial rally.
We feel the same way Larry Roberson felt. When Larry Roberson said, I don't care what anybody says, be it my mother, my father, my family, be it the pigs, be it other members of the Black Panther Party, I feel like hungry children should be fed, not because they have money, but for the simple reason that they're hungry. That's why Larry Roberson is dead. We got a thing, the Black Panther Party, that we talk about being so revolutionary, proletarian, intoxicated, that we cannot be astronomically intimidated. The way that you get so revolutionary, proletarian, intoxicated, the way that you get high off the people is because many people in the Black Panther Party have found a certain potion that our Minister of Health mixed up. Our Minister of Health is Dr. Feelgood, if y'all don't know it. Ron Satchel. I know y'all heard about the People's Health Clinic is going to be opening up the 28th of this month. And that people's health clinic is opened up because of Dr. Feelgood. That's right. We went into the community and told the community, what do you think about all the diseases that's running rampant in the community? All the early child deaths that's running rampant in the oppressed community. What do you think about the high bills? What do you think about doctors that think about public wealth instead of public health? And you know what the people told us? They said, don't send us no doctors filling us up with all of those damn pills. Because that will never, ever, ever cure the people's ill. Send us little Ron Satchel. Send us Dr. Feelgood from the Black Panther Party. That's what we send them. We send them Dr. Feelgood. The 28th of this month, Dr. Feelgood is going to show you where it's at. But open up that People's Health Clinic. We're not going to be charging nobody. People ain't got to fill out no questionnaire and have to prove who they are and prove that they're poor. We're not going to go to their house and tell them you got to show us so many rats before you can get the treatment. It's not going to be anything like that. We're going to set up a situation that people will be cured because they're sick. Simple as that. Ho Chi Minh is dead because he was fighting for peace. Everybody know that. He was tired of fighting for peace. Larry Robinson is dead because he was a fighter for peace. They'll tell you that these brothers here were warmongers. They have the trick of making themselves look like the angel and making you look like the devil, which is only to say that they make the devil look like the angel and make the angel look like the devil. And I'm telling you that just as our motto says, we don't believe in war. We're against war. We understand that the only way to stop a war is to engage in a war. We don't dig a gun, but the way to get rid of a gun, make a man get rid of a gun, is for you yourself to pick up a gun. This is what Ho Chi Minh understood. This is what Larry Robinson understood. This is what Chairman Mao Zedong understands. This is what the Black Panther Party understands. This is what anybody that calls themselves a revolutionary or want to support some revolution, viciously who the enemy is painting black, and it's very clear who the enemy is playing up and saying he's an all right guy. They will not wipe out the Black Panther Party because as our chairman Bobby Seale says, as long as there's any black people, one black person in the world, there will be a Black Panther Party. Larry Robinson said, no longer can I allow the pigs to brutalize the people any longer. He felt the same way that Huey P. Newton felt. And he did the same things that Huey P. Newton would do. And Larry Robinson said that I'm standing here on my constitutional rights. And the only thing that can move me will be death. And there's nothing wrong with death because if I can't find anything worth dying for, then I'm not fit living. I'm ready to make a commitment now. I'm only 20 years old, but if I live to 80 and I never make a commitment, I'll be dead anyway. If I live till I'm 99, I know that I died at 20, because all those other years that I lived not knowing I made a commitment, it would be nothing but a season of your breathing at 99. Larry said it would be nothing but an announcement of my death at an earlier date. I would have died when I was 20. I'm going to stand right here and I make a commitment right now, saying that I'm going to stay right down here and defend the people that belong to me, the people that have been oppressed by the pig. And that's what Larry Robinson did. He was proletarian intoxicated. He couldn't be intimidated. Was no fear. Was no compromise. Malcolm said, was no love lost. He understood the enemy. He understood the language of the enemy. He communicated very well. Let's just start communicating. Let's say that Larry Robinson, Ho Chi Minh, might have died in a sense or another. They didn't really die. Because the spirit still lives in the people. And that spirit that they left with the people, we're going to use that spirit to carry on the proletarian revolution. I know this. Larry Robinson died for the people.
Right on.
And that's a revolutionary death.
Right on.
Let's say a liberation prayer for Larry Robinson.
Right on.
We got him on our mind. A long time ago, we used to talk about the mountaintop and the valley. Larry Robinson, in a sense, was on the mountaintop. In that Larry Robinson was going to college. Could have got him a job, went to school, got some good grades, came out, put him a shirt and suit and tie on and walked the streets and wouldn't know everybody, nobody would have probably ever bought him. They would have told him, say, you're all right because you're not around 2350 West Madison. You're not selling pamphlet papers. You're not feeding hungry children. You're not trying to cure the sick. But Larry Robinson chose, in other words, to say that I don't care what it might be up there. I know where the commitment is, and my whole life has been a life of commitments. I don't intend to compromise now. I don't care what it feels like up there, how nice it may be, how wonderful it may be, and how easy and luxurious life can be. I don't care if I don't have a dime. I know it's hard to be a socialist. I know it's damn impossible to be a communist in this society, but that's what I intend to be. I intend to live in a communal fashion. I intend to live like a communist and live with my comrades. I intend to die for the people.
So Gary, what an incredible clip. So Gary Baca, you actually grew up in Oakland, is this correct?
Yeah, I grew up right there in the heart of East Oakland.
So what was it like in that time period, living in Oakland? Take us back, like in that time period.
Well, you had a lot of folks that were proud to be black. You know, I mean, we all mixed together. It was this one big melting pot. You had different ethnicities. I grew up in a mostly black neighborhood right there in East Oakland, right there on 98th Avenue off of East 14th. You know, I went to school at Elmhurst, which is down the street, Castlemont's down the street. You know, in the 70s, it was like a lot of Cadillacs, a lot of people dressed up. And when I mean proud, I mean proud of who they are. You know, when that song James Brown came out, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, they really meant it in Oakland. And Oakland is such a strong city. You know, it's like, you know, people get involved with politics. People get involved with what's going on. And in the Bay Area, it's just a kind of a different atmosphere when it comes to how people are treated. When we talk about how people were treated in the South, and then you got these same people being treated like this in the Bay Area or California, they weren't having it. You know, it was a different thing. It's like, we're standing up for ourselves. This is not slavery days anymore. You know, this is not where you could just shoot us and get away with it. You know, we're going to follow you around. We're going to bear our arms, and we're going to show you. Like Malcolm X, you know, he says, by any means necessary. And that's what the Black Panthers felt. You know, by any means necessary, we need to feed the young kids in our school programs. We need to stop young black men from getting killed by police. We need to have women stop being harassed by police. So, yeah, you got a lot of that.
These problems that we're still facing today, you know, it's definitely not something that has gone away in the last, I guess 50 years. So, it's been that long and much longer than that. And you're listening to KPFK 90.7. The number here is 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK. We need you to call in and save the station, save La Raza Radio, and definitely this is a place where you're going to get this wonderful history, this wonderful archive, the Pacific Archive, nothing like it. And when you preserve the station, you preserve this archive. So please call in 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK. Now, Gary, this is only for $150. You can get, what, 36 hours?
36 hours. Think about this. And most of all of them are an hour long. So this one, Defining Black Power, Part 1, you get this. This is an hour long with Rosa Parks, James Baldwin, Bayard Rustin, and Malcolm X, and Fannie Lou Hamer. This is actually an hour and 6 minutes. And in Defining Black Power, Part 2, which is an hour and 13 minutes, you get the voices of Angela Davis, Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Kwame Ture, and Dr. Martin Luther King. And Defining Black Power, Part 3, Huey Newton, Eldridge Cleaver, Maluna Karenga, H. Rapp Brown, Leroy Jones, and John Hope Franklin. Wow. So you also get an hour-long talk with Dr. Cornel West. He is a professor of African American and theological studies at both Princeton and Harvard. You get Odetta playing tribute to the legendary singer Odetta for her work in American roots and African American music. And one of the things I like about this is you also get Angela Davis. She explores the musical influences of Gertrude, Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, and Billie Holiday. You get The Souls of Black Folk, Part 1 and Part 2. So in The Souls of Black Folk, Part 2, you get Alfie Woodard celebrates the 100th anniversary of the publication of The Souls of Black Folk by W.E.B. Du Bois. Yeah. Isn't that cool? And also you get Dick Gregory. Wow. throwing that in, George Jackson and the Soledad Brothers, The Confessions of Nat Turner, Redefining Black Power in the Age of Obama, Parts 1, 2, and 3, Nelson Mandela, The Noblest Son of Africa, Parts 1, 2, and 3, all an hour long. So that's like 2 hours with Nelson Mandela. June Jordan, the voice, the poet, the activist, the essayist, the teacher.
That's
June
incredible.
Jordan, that's an hour long. And that's all for that $150 pledge. So we're giving you the store here and hoping that you appreciate it. And, of course, yeah, we can hold on to these things, but we'd rather have you have it. We'd rather have you enjoy it, listen to it, and, you know, pledge your support. 818-985-5735. But let me say this. These next few that I'm about to name, I would pay $150 for all of this. And you're getting all this Redefining Black Power, the Black Panther Collection, June yeah. Jordan. But check this out. You get the Coltrane Legacy, about the Coltranes. 1 hour. Sun Ra, one hour special documentary. The Ku Klux Klan, Race and Prejudice in America. It's an understanding that we all need to know.
Absolutely.
And also, Mississippi Freedom Summer, 1964. Find out why they call it Freedom Summer. Lady Day, Billie Holiday, and 1 hour special on Lady Day and Maya Angelou.
So you got to call in 818-955-5735, 818-955-KPFK. If you listen to what Gary was laying out here, this is like the story of the 20th century. This is a story of oppression, but also of resistance, of, you know, these horrible things, but also this wonderful, beautiful art that came out of it, all this wonderful, beautiful art that came out of the struggle, out of resistance, this wonderful, beautiful, magnificent human beings were struggling for something better, for a better world, and not just for themselves, but for all of us. And so this is really incredible that we take this in. 818-955-5735, 818-955-KPFK. We really got to celebrate Black history. You got to support the station. Nowhere but KPFK are you going to hear this type of analysis in this length and this depth. You have an entire collection of June Jordan. You have a documentary on Sun Ra. You have documentary talking about the Mississippi Freedom Summer, talking about the roots of the Klan. We're looking at the Black Panthers here. This is George Jackson. This is an embarrassment of riches for $150, just $150. You got to call in 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK. Gary, can we hear another clip?
Let's go to another clip from the Black Panther collection. And this is powerful. This is something that should be in every collection. And you support KPFK at the same time. 818-985-5735.
Although it is steadfastly denied by local police departments around the country, many observers have expressed the belief that a concerted nationwide drive is now underway to crush the Black Panther Party. Early this morning, at approximately 5:30 a.m. local time, between 200 and 300 Los Angeles Police Department officers massed near the Black Panther Party headquarters in Los Angeles. No newsmen were allowed into the area for several hours. Telephones were tied up, including pay telephones, and no word could be gotten out. Greg Barron of KPFK's News and Public Affairs Department was at the scene and got out this report later on.
It's about 10 o'clock. We're at the corner of Santa Barbara and Central Avenue, looking down the street toward the headquarters of the Black Panther Party at 4100 block of Central Avenue. A large corps of press with cameras has gathered here to watch the surrender that, as has been reported to us, is taking place right now. A report just came in indicating that those taken into custody will be taken to Parker Center. On the way over here this morning, I was given some information indicating that there were at least 4 people in the Panther headquarters, including at least 1 woman and 1 child. There are a large number of police cars gathered right now in front of the Black Panther headquarters, and as we look down the street, there is a commotion in front of the office. As you may be aware of from the reports that were coming in earlier during the morning, there was an indication that the police felt that the Black Panthers in the building had bulletproof vests and tear gas. One indication of the validity of this guess was that tear gas lopped into the building itself seemingly had no effect. There are police helicopters overhead. There's been a command post set up at 39th and Menlo, adjacent to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. In the area, there are police everywhere. The immediate area surrounding the Black Panther office has been completely cordoned off. I've seen at least 200 or 300 police officers myself this morning on the way over. Evidently, the surrender has been effected, and we're going to walk down there now and see what we can find. Testing. The police have blocked our way. That is the press corps as it was marching down toward the Panther office. We don't know what's going on now. The raid was initiated on information, alleged information, that the Panther Party had a cache of illegal automatic weapons inside. These reports, must be emphasized, however, are not confirmed. Must be said, though, that warrants were issued for the search of the building. As reported earlier to us, officers originally became involved in the melee after they attempted to enter the building and received no answer upon knocking on the door. Back when we have further information. Test. All right, the press corps is running down the street now toward the building so that we can see what's going on. Cameramen following. They're holding us back. There are police officers, look like Vietnam combat uniforms, with automatic weapons, holding us back. Testing.
Not there yet. Let's go. Cooperate with the police.
We were told we could come in.
Shotguns in hand. They gave us some orders to go back. There's a large group of people right now around the door to the press to the Panther office. LA police officers with shotguns in hand, wearing gas masks. They're ordering us off the street. Shotguns everywhere you can look. There's a group of about 25 or 30 right in front of the Panther office. Shotguns all over the place. Some of the officers are wearing bulletproof vests, it looks like. Press corps. Something good about the press corps. They're putting the pressure on the police to allow us to stay so we can witness this. Test. CBS has just gone down there. The press immediately yelled to the police inspector to let the rest of the press in. We're running down now. All right, we're just opposite the Panther headquarters. We're looking right at the Panther headquarters. The devastation is astounding. The whole front of the building's been shot up, bullet holes all over the place, front door smashed down, screens ripped out, glass shattered all over. The door leading to the upstairs part of the Panther office has been bashed in. Wood timbers all over the ground. It's a total mess. Upstairs, bullet holes through all of the windows. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2 dozen, 2, 3 dozen, maybe 40 or 50, looks like, maybe 40 or 50 bullet holes all over the front of the building. Some of the bullets where they've hit the brown stone, shattered the brown stone, windows broken out all over.
Wow. Well, you know, it's really impossible to...
Powerful.
To really overstate the importance that the Black Panther Party has, not only black history, but, you know, just U.S. history and world history as a whole. It was really an organization that saw itself as a vanguard in the movement to change the face of this country, but also saw themselves as a part of a global struggle, a worldwide struggle. And they had solidarity with groups throughout the world. The Black Panther Party changed the face of American politics, changed the face of the way that we conceptualize resistance in this country, and played a part in the global struggle. Again, I say this is some of the most important history, and definitely the most important history that took place here in the 20th century. This is some of the most important history that we saw last century that shaped so much of the struggles that we still find today. And what you really do is you need to call in 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK. You need to preserve that history, because you're not only taking this home for yourself, you're preserving it for future generations. Because without your support, KPFK will fall. The Pacifica Network will cease to exist. And who knows what will happen with these archives. So we need you to call in 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK. Without your support, we will lose the station, we will lose the network, and these archives probably end up on a shelf somewhere, you know, if that. So we need you to call in 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK.
Well, Matt, it's funny you say that, because the archives, they're all over the place. Our archives are scattered because we had a big move, so we can afford to stay on the air. Let's take a moment of silence for KPFK. That's called dead air.
Yeah.
Long before I've been a KPFK host,
I've been a KPFK listener, and I was in your position. I was like, these guys are on Fun Drive again and again and again. When does it end, right? And I always thought it was panic. I always thought it was just doomsday, doom and gloom. But the truth is, when I came into the station, we were in a big, beautiful brick building. We're no longer there. This is not a bluff. This is not whatever. Things fall apart. You know, as the great novelist once said, we really, really need your support, because we went from a beautiful big building to where we are now. And where we are now is nice, but, you know, we can end up from there into a garage and from a garage to nowhere. So we really do need your support. 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK. This station means so much to me. Growing up, this was where I got my information. This is where I first learned about these really, really important moments in U.S. history, important moments in world history, where I found these voices of resistance. And I know that I'm not alone. I know that so many of you listening to here out right now, this was the first place you encountered the likes of George Jackson. This was the first place you encountered the likes of Angela Davis. First place you heard James Baldwin in extended fashion. The first place you heard the names Bobby Seale and Huey Newton, actually got to hear them speak. I know that for so many of you listening right now, this KPFK was a place where you first, with that, those names entered into your mind and your consciousness. And we need you to call in. The station needs you. Just as the station has fed you, we need you to feed the station. Call in right now, 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK.
Well, Matt, it's kind of like a car. You know, your car, you know, you drive it around, you go in different places, taking you where you need to go, and then all of a sudden, something's wrong with it. And you have to pay the repairman to fix it. It's kind of like KPFK. You have to kind of keep this engine running, keep it well oiled. We break down a lot, and it takes you to fix us. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK.
That's right.
For a $150 pledge to this station, you don't have to pay it all at one time. You can break that down and become a sustainer at $10 a month to get this jump drive. This is a $150 donation to the station. This is our gift to you. Basically, what you get from this Black History Month 4 gigabyte USB drive, it explains why America is the way it is. We wonder, how did we get to this point? How did we get here? Well, when you hear the likes of Rosa Parks, James Baldwin, and then you click on the Ku Klux Klan, and then you listen to Dr. Cornel West, then you go to the Black Panthers, you know, it sparks something that makes you want to find out what happened. And the great thing about this collection is that you can go to those at the drop of a dime. It's at your disposal.
Right.
You think about it and you go, wow, I wonder what Huey Newton was saying in jail. Well, we have that. Interview with Huey P. Newton inside jail. And then you think about, okay, Bobby Seale or the Breakfast Programmer. What did they do when they shot that man? How did they handle that? And the history is here, and it's uncensored. So you get the real deal here, folks. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK.
KPFK. And, you know, Gary, if we are a car, then we are a 59 classic. KPFK has been on the air since 1959.
Well, the parts are getting old.
We're talking about, what? How many years is that? We're talking about like some 60...
Over 60 years.
Over 60 years, like 66 years. So we've been on the air for 66 years, and we want to go on the air for another 66. We are preserving this history. We are a part of the Pacific Network, which is the only network that promotes this type of understanding in the country. You're not going to find this anywhere else. You're not going to hear these voices anywhere else. And we need you to call in. 818-955-5735. And even the voices you will find elsewhere, such as Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, you're never going to hear an in-depth speech. You're not going to have anyone preserving this. You can get sound bites and sound clips. Here, we have them in their full glory, in their full breath, and we need you to call in, 818-955-5735, 818-95-KPFK.
You know, Matt, we are the generation that's going to lead KPFK into the future. We're the ones that are 30, 40, 50 years old in the station that are keeping it alive. We still have some 60-year-olds and 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds that stick with the station. I kind of feel that's going to be us. You know, yeah. We're going to be here in our 60s and our 70s and our 80s and maybe even 90s. And who knows? I may have this voice at 100 years old.
Gary Baca,
you know, sometimes your voice never goes away. I mean, that's how much I feel for this station. That's how much I'm dedicated to this station, that it keeps going, that it stays on the air and really gives you the other side. If I didn't hear Democracy Now! Today and yesterday and the day before, I wouldn't really know what's going on and around the world the way I need to know. So that's why it's important that we have shows like Democracy Now! And Tom Hartman, and they do the research, they do the work, and then they come to the airwaves and they let you know. 818-985-5735. It's pretty hard work. They give it to us free. We present this free. We ask for a donation. We are in our fund drive. So we're saying, hey, go ahead. If you can spare that $10, that $25, that $50, $500, and say, you know what? I like Matt and Gary. I've been knowing these guys on the radio for quite some time. I've heard Gary's interviews. I've heard Matt do interviews. And we were giving you up-to-date hourly information. We were doing fire shows. Thank God that there are no more fires out there at this moment. I'm afraid of the winds now, Matt. I mean, I just, you know, they kind of scare me now. Not like it was before. I just thought, oh, wow, it's really windy. The wind knocked over my garbage can, you know, and that was about it. But when it affected so many lives and you have 26 people perish in this fire, it does do something to you. It
absolutely
does affect
it,
you.
Yeah.
That's why we're on the air. 818-985-5735. So let's go to a clip. This is a clip from your Black History Month 4-gigabyte USB drive featuring the Black Panthers, Cornel West, Odetta, Lady Day, James Baldwin, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, just a host of great speakers and activists. Let's go to that clip.
Why does it look like it might be the year of the ballot or the bullet? Because Negroes have listened to the trickery and the lies and the false promises of the white man now for too long. And they're fed up. They've become disenchanted. They've become disillusioned. They've become dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent. Whenever you got a racial powder keg sitting in your lap, you're in more trouble than if you had an atomic powder keg sitting in your lap. When a racial powder keg goes off, it doesn't care who it knocks out the way. Understand this, it's dangerous. And in 1964, this seems to be the year. Because what can the white man use now to fool us? After he put down that March on Washington, and you see all through that now, he tricked you, had you marching down to Washington. Yes, had you marching back and forth between the feet of a dead man named Lincoln and another dead man named George Washington, singing, "We Shall Overcome." He made a chump out of you. He made a fool out of you. He made you think you were going somewhere and you end up going nowhere but between Lincoln and Washington. So today our people are disillusioned. They've become disenchanted. They've become dissatisfied. And in their frustration, they want action. You'll see this young black man, this new generation, asking for the ballot or the bullet. That old Uncle Tom action is outdated. The young generation don't want to hear anything about the odds are against us. What do we care about odds?
When this country here was first being founded, there were 13 colonies. The whites were colonized. They were fed up with this taxation without representation. So some of them stood up and said, liberty or death. Though I went to a white school over here in Mason, Michigan, the white man made the mistake of letting me read his history books. He made the mistake of teaching me that Patrick Henry was a patriot and George Washington wasn't nothing nonviolent about old Pat or George Washington. Liberty or death was what brought about the freedom of whites in this country from the English. They didn't care about the arts. Why, they faced the wrath of the entire British Empire. And in those days, they used to say that the British Empire was so vast and so powerful when the sun would never set on it. This is how big it was. Yet these 13 little scrawny states, tired of taxation without representation, tired of being exploited and oppressed and degraded, told that big British Empire, liberty or death. And here you have 22 million Afro-American black people today catching more hell than Patrick Henry ever saw. And I'm here to tell you, in case you don't know it, that you got a new generation of black people in this country who don't care anything whatsoever about us. They don't want to hear you, old Uncle Tom, handkerchief heads, talking about the arts. No. This is a new generation. If they're going to draft these young black men and send them over to Korea or South Vietnam to face 800 million Chinese. If you're not afraid of those odds, you shouldn't be afraid of these odds. Why does this loom to be such an explosive political year? Because this is the year of politics. This is the year when all of the white politicians are going to come into the Negro community. You never see them until election time. You can't blame them until election time. They're going to come in with false promises. And as they make these false promises, they're going to feed our frustrations. And this will only serve to make matters worse. I'm no politician. I'm not even a student of politics. I'm not a Republican, nor a Democrat, nor an American, and got sense enough to know it. I'm one of the 22 million black victims of the Democrats. One of the 22 million black victims of the Republicans, and one of the 22 million black victims of Americanism.
Gary Baca, along with Matt Cedillo, we're here raising funds for this incredible radio station that you're listening to now, KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles. We only have a couple of weeks left, so we'll be asking for your financial donations. We're asking you to go to your phone now at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Truth to power right here. The powers that be versus the people. And we are the people, as they say, the 99%. So we're the people that are challenging the status quo.
That's right.
Challenging the powers that be and the Trump administration. It's a challenge. We're not going after anybody. We want you to be informed about what's going on in the world. And you hear it through KPFK on your way to work or at home. 818-985-5735. Yeah. And Matt, the truth is that we are surviving to stay on the air. Yeah, That's pretty much it.
We want everyone to know that we are people-powered, we are people-oriented, but we are also people-funded. We need you to call in 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK. I know this seems like dire. I know it sounds very...
It is.
We sound dire because the situation is dire. Like I say again, I've been a listener for many, many years, long before I was a host, and I would always hear these fund drives, and everyone would say, basically, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. But it was not until I became a host, and I saw us gradually lose and lose and lose and lose. The station can be lost. It can happen.
It happened a few weeks ago when we lost our transmitter. A lot of people were afraid maybe we got our FCC license taken away or right. something else happened. But we got back on the air.
We're back on the air now. And that was because of the support of our technical people that, you know, who we need to support. And we need you to call in. We need that support at the station. I was very upset when the one that went down because the guest I had was the legendary Lorna D. Cervantes. I mean, that was a great show. But shows like that can be lost. I mean, things can be lost. Not just individual shows, but the station itself. And without this station, it's a great counterfactual. I don't know what my life would have been like had I grown up without KPFK. KPFK was the first place.
You'd be playing video games all day.
I'd be playing. I'd be a gamer or something. I might be like some like edgelord on Twitter. Who knows? But this is the place where I first got that information that really changed my life, really changed my mind. I mean, the movie Malcolm X, he talked about a dirty glass of water versus a clean glass of water. And that's what this was. Listening to KPFK was a clean glass of water versus, you know, all the filth that I would see on television or hear on the radio that was really just polluting my mind. This is where I heard clarity for the first time. This is where the world began to make sense for the first time. I could see why the world was organized the way it was. And it wasn't my fault that things went bad. It wasn't my family's fault. It wasn't the fault of the community. It wasn't the fault of whatever. That there were bigger, larger powers. There was a bigger, larger world that I lived inside of, that my family lived inside of, that my community lived inside of, that made sense. It made sense for the first time. I could see why things were the way they were, and I could see how I'd been lied to, and I could see who was lying to me. And it was KPFK. It was KPFK that set me on this path, and it was KPFK that set many of the listeners listening now, the politics they currently have, that set them on that path. And that's why we need you to call in 818-955-5735-818-95-KPFK. And if you don't have the $150, donate something. A little bit of something adds up to a whole lot. We need you to call in 818-95-5735. 818-95-KPFK. For $150, you're getting 36 hours. 36 hours. That include the likes of June Jordan, Sun Ra, the Black Panthers. Where are you going to find that collection of those three talents coming at the same questions from such different angles? Where are you going to find that but KPFK? You need to call in 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK.
818-985-5735. Get yourself a tote bag with the KPFK emblem logo. 818-985-5735 is the number to call to get that. And you can carry around your records, your groceries. But that's just one of the ways we ask you to donate to this station. We give you something back. That's our gift to you. Now, let's go to another clip. And one I want to talk about is this one USB drive. And it's a $150 pledge. It includes our collection of Malcolm X, Malcolm X speeches and interviews and documentaries. That's our collection, our whole collection. You also get our entire collection of the Black Panther series that we have. It's normally, I think, 6 CDs. This is available on this USB drive. And then you get Jimi Hendrix, a 6-hour special documentary going back all the way to his childhood. You hear his dad, you hear friends, family talk about Jimi Hendrix. You hear the music, very rare songs, some of his first recordings. Also, you hear Hendrix himself talk. And that's what I love about this documentary. It was produced by the Pacifica Radio producers. Barry Scott is one of them. She actually gave me my first show on KPFA in Berkeley years ago. Thank you, Barry Scott. But she helped produce, along with 5 other folks, that got material from New York, Washington, D.C., and from all around the world. And it was licensed by the Hendrix Estate. They said, yes, you can do this. We're going to hand over all this material, and you guys have some yourself. And we did it. And it's a 6-hour Jimi Hendrix documentary. And so you get Malcolm X, Black Panthers, and Jimi Hendrix on one USB drive for $150. Now, that's a great deal because Hendrix alone, we were offering in the past for just $100 for just Hendrix, $180 for Black Panthers. Malcolm X was over $100 for a pledge. But get all of these at a discounted rate at $150. 818-985-5735. And here, Jimi Hendrix literally talks about being in a crib, remembering being in a diaper.
Can you remember something? It's really far back. When
yeah, I can remember when the nurse put the dice. I remember when
can you really?
Yeah, when the nurse, I don't know what I was there for, but I remember when I used to wear diapers. Yeah. And then she was like talking to me. She took me out of the this crib or something like that. And then she held me up to the window. This was in Seattle. Mm. And she was showing me something up against the sky. And it was fireworks and all that. It must have been the 4th of July, you know? Because, yeah. I remember her putting the diaper on me and almost sticking it, you know, I was asleep, you know, and then she put like that. I remember I didn't feel so good, you know? I must have been in the hospital sick about something.
Can you remember any others?
Well, I was small enough to fit in a clothes basket. I remember when I was small enough to fit in a clothes basket. You know the straw clothes baskets they have in America?
Yeah.
You put all the dirty clothes in. And there's only about like that.
They call them hampers or
something. Yeah, hampers. Yeah. I remember my cousin and I was in there playing around.
Oh,
yeah. That must have been when I was about 3 or something. And like sometimes when you're sitting around, then you start remembering some of the things that happened beforehand. Those are the first two that comes to my mind. And some dreams that I had when I was real little, you know. Like my mother was being carried away on this camel. And it was a big caravan. She's saying, well, I'm going to see you now. And she's going under these trees. You can see the shade, you know, the leaf patterns across her face. But she's going under this, you know, like that. And the sun, you know how the sun shines through a tree? And if you go under the shadows of the tree, the shadows go across your face. Well, these were in green and yellow shadows. Like, she's saying, well, I won't be seeing you too much anymore, you know, so I'll see. And then about 2 years after that, she died, you know. And I said, yeah, but where are you going, though, like that? You know, I remember that. I always will remember that. There's some dreams you never forget.
Jimi Hendrix was born in Seattle, Washington, on November 27, 1942. His parents had at one time been vaudeville dancers, and in fact, many of Jimi's flamboyant stage moves can be traced directly to those traditions. At the time Jimi was born, his father, Al Hendrix, was in the service, stationed in the South, and first saw his son 3 years after his birth.
At the time, his mother and I, we weren't together, and I raised him more or less myself there, oh, between the help of my sister and my brother and his wife. I know kind of around that Presley rage, I know, when I first noticed that he got interested in guitar. I used to notice that where we stayed at, I used to have him clean up the bedroom all the time while I was gone. And when I come home, I find a lot of broom straws around the foot of the bed. I used to ask him, I said, well, didn't you sweep the floor? He said, oh, yeah, he did. But I found out later he used to be sitting at the foot of the bed there strumming the broom like he's playing a guitar. And I thought, where all those broom straws come from? Well, I found an old ukulele that, out of one of my jobs. Didn't have all the strings, so he got strings for it. He used to plunk away on that. He got good. Of course, only so far you go with the ukulele. But and then there was a friend of mine. He had this acoustic guitar. He wanted to sell for $5. So Jimi told me about it, and I thought, okay. I gave him the money, and he strummed away on that, and he used to be working away on that all the time. Any spare time he had, he used to be playing his guitar. So after he got good on that, I went and got him electric guitar. And, he played with various groups, local groups around teenage dances and parties and what have you, things like that, or just little gigs on their own. Well, that's the way it went with him. I mean, just He'd already be strumming on it.
This is La Raza Radio, 818-985-5735, Jimi Hendrix. This is a part of your USB drive for a $150 pledge. Make those in installments at $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can afford. And this is essential for knowledge. Knowledge is king.
Wow, where else are you going to hear something like that? That was, where else are you going to hear, you know, Jimi Hendrix in that capacity? Nowhere else but KPFK. Like I always say about our archives, it's not just that we have voices you're not going to hear anywhere else. It's we're going to hear things from the voices that are familiar to you, but you're going to hear things you never heard before. And you're going to hear it in a level, in depth, that you're not going to find anywhere but the Pacifica Network, nowhere but KPFK, in the city of Los Angeles anyways, nowhere but KPFK. So you got to call in, 818-95-5735. You got to call in, 818-95-KPFK. Preserve this history, save the station, and pay it forward to future generations. What this station has meant to you, it can mean and should mean to generations that follow you. Call in, 818-95-5735. 818-95-KPFK.
Let's listen to another clip from your USB drive for Black History Month, KPFK, Los Angeles.
So as you can see, brothers and sisters, today, this afternoon, it's not our intention to discuss religion. We're going to forget religion. If we bring up religion, we'll be in an argument. And the best way to keep away from arguments and differences, as I said earlier, put your religion at home, in the closet. Keep it between you and your God. Because if it hasn't done anything more for you than it has, you need to forget it anyway. Whether you are a Christian or a Muslim or a nationalist, we all have the same problem. They don't hang you because you're a Baptist, they hang you because you're black. They don't attack me because I'm a Muslim, they attack me because I'm black. They attack all of us for the same reason. All of us catch hell from the same enemy. We're all in the same bag, in the same boat. We suffer political oppression, economic exploitation, and social degradation. All of them from the same enemy. The government has failed us. You can't deny that. Anytime you live in the 20th century, 1964, and you walking around here singing, "We shall overcome," the government has failed. This is part of what's wrong with you. You do too much singing. Today it's time to stop singing and start swinging. You can't sing up on freedom, but you can swing up on some freedom. Cassius Clay can sing, but singing didn't help him to become the heavyweight champion of the world. Swinging helped him.
Incredible. Incredible. I want to ask one last time, call in 818-95-5735, 818-95-KPFK. Let them know you're donating. And I want to thank Gary for coming on. Gary, thank you so much. This has been an incredible hour. It's been very illuminating. I learned a lot today that I did not know. So this is always a learning experience, and it's always the purpose of the station. So thank you so much, Gary. Thank you for bringing this to us.
It's not easy clipping the best parts of these interviews, you know, and talks and speeches. It's not an easy thing to do because you just want it to keep going. You want to hear the whole thing and you want to, you know, listen to the whole hour, but you can't.
Yeah.
So, but you can by calling 818-985-5735 and get these 36 hours of talk, speeches, lectures, documentary of the greatest heroes of our time for this country. I want to thank our board op, D'Angelo Jones.
And that is our hour. So thank you so much. Thank you for everyone tuning in. As always, que viva la raza and happy Black History Month.
We're in the home stretch of KPFK's Winter Fun Drive. And though we've mentioned it many times before, it's still true, so it bears repeating. We need you now more than ever. And you may have noticed, KPFK is not just a radio station. It's a community. Your community. And so by supporting KPFK, you're supporting your community.